Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified, the podcast. I'm your host, Liv Chapman, and we have a fun episode today. We are going to be talking about manifesting money, specifically the five steps or five things that you can do to actually manifest more money. So the whole theme of March, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this a different time of year, but the whole theme of March inside of the Six Figure Circle, which is our month-to-month mastermind for female entrepreneurs, is around money. And obviously it's around making money, like almost everything that we do being a business-focused and coaching-focused school. But specifically, what we're talking about this month is more of the mindset stuff. So a lot of people want to make a lot of money, but they're not willing to do what it takes to make the money, whether that's shift how they view money, take action. And so I just want to clean it all up a little bit today and give you five steps that you can actually take to manifest more money. And this is a little bit more on the being side of things. Again, like as we move through the year, and we talk about sales all the time. So there's probably a million episodes already on sales, but this is kind of like the foundation that's required before you do as the tangible actions of money making. I even think I've talked about this before, but do you ever see someone posting on the internet and you can feel the weird energy in their posts, or you can like feel like desperation or just like the ick? And I'm not just talking about with men, although we know that, but I'm talking about that like icky feeling when someone's marketing and you're like, this just feels like off, like something's off. Okay. So it could be a lot of different things, but oftentimes it's that people are actually posting from struggle or desperation, and it's not really in an abundance or service-based vibe, and you can just feel that. Agree to disagree if you want to, but I'm sorry. I just feel like I can always tell women's intuition. Oh gosh, let that translate to my romantic relationships. Okay, we're going to talk about it though. Manifesting more money first involves your thoughts and your beliefs, okay? Thoughts and beliefs come before action, okay? So thoughts and beliefs are always going to be, I honestly feel like they're like more important than the action, but then again, it's like you can't have one without the other. You truly cannot have one without the other. I don't know how else to say it. You cannot just take action without the thought and belief being there. And you cannot just have the thoughts and beliefs, but then never take action. You need both if you want to manifest real money and real abundance in your life. I used to be just like action, action, action. I would do everything on the checklist, but I had these limiting beliefs and I felt like they were just clouding the action, just clouding the result. Commit to both. Like when Sam is the IGC director of admissions and our sales coach inside of the Six Figure Circle and inside of coach training. So if you're new to the podcast, just a quick little thing, Six Figure Circle, like I said, is our monthly membership. It's open to all female entrepreneurs who want to make their first or next six figures. We have a bunch of different business coaches in there. They specialize in marketing, sales, content creation, social media, confidence, which is like what we call CEO level confidence in IGC, all different things. And they host weekly open coaching calls on different topics. And then of course, we're ICF accredited coach training program. Coach training is open for enrollment right now. If you are like nailing the thoughts and beliefs, but have failed to nail the action, that's your action. Please enroll and learn how to do this on a larger scale. We have dozens upon dozens of six figure plus earners that have been certified through our school. And I believe it's because we don't gatekeep a single thing, a single thing. We will tell you or show you how to do anything. I think I was working with a student a couple weeks ago to help her set up her like booking thing. Nothing is off limits in our community. So, and we do a really good job of helping you break down some of the limiting beliefs or kind of get over yourself so you can actually make money, change the world, change your life, change your family, support yourself, whatever it is that you need to do. Again, we believe in both the thoughts and beliefs and the actions. We have coaches that help you with both. IGC in and of itself is built on ontological coaching, which is being-based coaching, which means that how you show up impacts the result, right? Who you are being is just as important as what you are doing. Who you are being is just as important, if not more important, than what you are doing. And if you commit to showing up as that next level self, that CEO level self, that embodied version of whoever you are when you're making X amount of money, that's what you get to pick. That's when you start seeing real game changing results, because struggling broke girl vibes. I mean, just think about it. Like, how do you feel when you're struggling or you're broke feeling? It's like, ugh. Even if that's your tangible reality, even if that's like what you're seeing in real life at the moment, you can actually still choose to show up like $1 million CEO. What would she do? If you had $1 million in your bank account, how would you respond to this situation? What would you do differently? Those are the kinds of questions you really need to ask yourself. All right, this intro got way longer. I feel like I already gave you the 5 steps to manifesting more money, somehow weaved into that. So turn me off now. I'm just kidding. But let's start at the very beginning. So number one, you have to practice gratitude. We've heard it all before. Gratitude journal this, gratitude journal that. I don't know if you all knew this about me, and I'm kind of ashamed. That's a bad word too. I'm kind of like feeling a little bit guilty or something for telling you this, but like I hate journaling. I don't really do it. I write rambles in the notes section of my phone. So if anything ever happens to me, I hope my best friends just like delete all those notes because God knows what's in them. But I'm not a big journaler. I have 10 billion gazillion notebooks with like random notes that I take in meetings or client notes that I take or ideas that I jot down. But do I consciously sit down for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes a day and journal? No. And maybe I ought to, but I'm just being honest with you. I don't. But what I do is I actually have like working meditations around gratitude. So when I go for my daily walk, I'm thinking about everything I'm grateful for. Despite how shitty my day was, I'm always thinking about that. You can also do this in the shower. One of the ways that I do that now that I'm a mother is I ask my kids at dinner what they're most grateful for, and then we all can say it. Like whatever you can do to weave that in, and it's especially helpful when you've had really a bad day. Like a bad day, week, month, year, whatever. That's when you want to increase the gratitude. If you want to write things down, like we have a whiteboard that we started in our house where like every day the kids wrote one thing that they were grateful for. And I'm not going to lie, like got filled up and we never erased it because they didn't want to. So now we're kind of over that, but something like that could work too. It's just a matter of shifting the focus away from lack and into gratitude. Okay. You have to appreciate the resources and the opportunities that come your way. Gratitude is the thing that attracts more abundance into your life. Whether it's you got a free coffee in the Starbucks line, you found a penny on the sidewalk, someone canceled with you, which we could say, oh my God, they hate me or they suck or what a waste of my time. No, I would be like, heck yeah, I got 30 minutes back of my day or whatever it is. Okay. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. That's the reframe. That's the practice. You do not need to sit down for 30 minutes a day and write down everything you're thankful for. If you want to, cool. If you have time, cool. If you just want to think about it, that's also okay. That's also okay. The next thing, step number two, is visualizing abundance, okay? So you want to use actual visualization techniques to imagine yourself living a financially abundant life. Do you know my kid came home from school the other day and he was like, I'm just visualizing my future. And I was like, where did you learn that word? I know you'd think it was me, but it wasn't. And he's like, oh, we visualize how we're going to pass our tests. And we visualize, like all these things are learning how to visualize in school. And I'm just, A+ to his teacher this year for teaching him that word and also for teaching him that concept. Cause now I use it. I'm like, okay, be quiet and visualize yourself being in the NFL for like a solid 5 minutes. So you're going to visualize your abundance. You're going to picture yourself achieving all of your goals. You are going to be looking at yourself, like in your mind, what would it look like for you to be experiencing wealth? Like, what would that actually look like? Are you enjoying yourself? What is your lifestyle? What do you see? What do you hear? What, you know, five senses here. Okay. This is going to help you reprogram your subconscious mind for success. There's also a ton of different meditations and, gosh, I wish I had someone a little more spiritual than myself here, but if you're not a spiritual girly, you're like, I'm like maybe 25% on the spiritual spectrum, but like I still can incorporate some of these things in my much more like non-spiritual world. I don't know how to say it, but like you don't have to be on a yoga mat with, you know, Palo Santo or sage or a bunch of crystals around you. You can literally be driving in your car or waiting in the school pickup line. And like, don't close your eyes if you're driving, obviously, but you can start to picture what your life would look like. Like what, if you're driving to a 9-to-5 and wish you weren't, like that's a perfect time to listen to some type of future self meditation. I'm in this mastermind where I had to record myself in my, like reading my future self meditation. So it's like, it's March 6, 2025. You're waking up in your gorgeous new home with the love of your life. Like all, I wrote this whole thing and I actually listened to it. So you can Google it or you can create it. It's up to you, but you want to actually do it. I really feel like these are the kind of things that are like tipping points, or they're the reason that some people make it and the reason that some people don't. Sometimes it's action, right? Sometimes you have the super spiritual entrepreneur who's just doing all of the meditating and journaling and yoga. And I am not talking bad about this. I love all of this stuff. And then they fail to actually take an action like posting on social media or following up with a lead or, you know, telling people that they're offering sales calls or, do you know what I'm saying? Like there's always something, right? And I've said this a million times, your business isn't broken, but I guarantee if you let me look at it or analyze it, I could find what's not working for you. And a small little lever shift would probably create a drastic result. So if you are avoiding any of these more being-based thought belief type of components of business and money, then you need to weave some of them in. Okay. So we have gratitude. We have visualizing abundance. I also feel like prayer is really helpful in the visualizing, like actually talking to God about what your future vision looks like. If you're, you know, a God girl, I'm a God girl. So that's what I do. I actually do have a journal. Well, it's not a journal, something fancy. It's like a notebook that was left over from a retreat that we had. And I call it Letters to God. And it's super scrappy. And I don't write in as much as I'd like to, because again, sometimes my prayer is on a walk or it's like folding laundry or, you know, whatever other bullshit I have to do. But that is where I say like actually writing down things that I want for myself. And it's a little bit more of a prayer journal. So take what you want, leave the rest, but you have to actually visualize it. I also think that this is a part that stumps people. Like people will say like, oh, what's your why? What's your why? And you really can't get that disconnected from it. Because if you do, it's like, I don't feel like answering that email, but I don't feel like doing some of these little bitty things only when I'm disconnected from the why or from the vision. So that's why it's important to remember, like, why are you even doing this? What is this action? What is this company? What is your mission actually going to bring you, your family, your community, the world, right? And that's where that visualization, like, I can see myself in my next home. I can see myself like living in the country and having this beautiful vegetable garden, which is going to take a lot of resources because I can't keep a plant alive.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Step three of manifesting more money is to set really clear financial goals. Again, this is one of those things, if you don't know what you're aiming towards, how are you actually going to get there? So you need to have a clear financial goal. Define them clearly and specifically. Write them down. You can even name yourself that. Like, I hate to say $10,000 a month because it's so overdone in the coaching industry, but like, I love a good alliteration. Million Dollar Mary is one, or if you have an M name, or Million Dollar Mom, or 10K Katie. I don't care what you want to call it, but you want it to be something that you are very, very clear in, and it's like solidified in your being. So you want to write it down. You want to actually think about it. You want to know. You want to know so that you can also tell people. So like, you want to actually say like, this is exactly what I'm working towards. This is exactly what I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting a $30,000 month this year. I'm manifesting my first $1 million year. I'm manifesting my first 5K week. I'm manifesting my first 25K launch. Keep it clear and know it, and don't back down from it. It's better to aim high and miss it than to aim low and be bored and unmotivated and then miss that. Okay. So you want to write down your goals, include how much money you want to manifest and by when. Don't create this as a thing that allows you to beat yourself up. If you set a financial goal by when and you don't make it, and you decide like, oh, this seems like a good thing to twist on myself and make myself feel bad about, then you're just screwing yourself over, and that's on you. That's on you. Take responsibility for yourself and instead acknowledge what you did. Look at what you didn't do to reach that goal. Rewrite the goal and do it better next time. But do not be so negative that you turn it against yourself. It's like, why? Why? It's not helpful. The helpful thing is to look at what worked and what didn't work and then go get support on the things that didn't work. Okay. Do not avoid setting a financial goal because you fear letting yourself down. You are letting yourself down automatically by not setting a clear financial goal. Okay. So we have 3 out of 5, right? We are practicing gratitude, even if that means on a, you know, walk, run, laundry folding moment. We are visualizing abundance, whether that means prayer or actually picturing it. Do a vision board if you need to, whatever it takes. Don't skip that step. Number 3, you're setting clear financial goals. Also, don't skip anything. Obviously, I'm telling you the 5 things so that you do them, but please don't skip the financial goal. If you really want to test the waters on the financial goals and give yourself like a, what is it? Like good, better, best, fine. Use a crutch if you need to, but don't skip it. There's something really magical about and transformational that about like declaring. Visualize it, speak it, write it, and number 4, take action on it. Take inspired action, okay? Take practical steps towards your financial goals. Act on opportunities that align with what you are creating, what you desire, what you value. Trust your intuition. Take inspired action, even if it's incredibly uncomfortable. I was speaking to a woman the other day and she's like, I used to wait like days to follow up with people. And I'm like, why? Why? And she's like, because I was so uncomfortable. I didn't know what to say. And I'm like, why didn't you just like post in the 6-figure circle and ask us what to say? Or why didn't you just text someone and ask them? Or like, just say something, right? And it's like being avoidant if you're avoiding action, you're avoiding money. Okay. If you are avoiding taking action, you are avoiding money. And I can't really help you. I can't really help you unless you want to move in with me. And I don't really feel like doing that right now. I don't think that's a good idea. You have to take action and think about it. Does this action move me closer to messy action and bad action and failure? Failed action is better than no action at all. Success is just a series of failures. Literally, I fail every day, multiple times a day. I don't even want to talk about it. But it's like, why not? You know, why not? It's better than doing nothing. Because here's the thing, doing nothing guarantees you that you're going to get nothing. at least doing something guarantees that you're going to get something, whether it's a lesson, AKA something fails and you learn something, or it's exactly what you want. And I'm not saying do nothing. Like, yes, there's times you can take a break. Yes, there's times you can relax. Like, what do you think my plans are? I'm recording this on International Women's Day too. Happy International Women's Day, everyone. But like, what do you think I'm going to do later? I'm going to do nothing and I'm going to love it. But you know what I'm talking about. Act on the things that are inspiring you in your business. Oh, you liked what this celebrity posted? DM them. Do you know I did that the other day and the woman actually answered? We were in a whole long conversation. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And people are in the IGC world are talking a lot about grants lately. I've been posting and sharing a lot of grants. We're going to do an episode on grants too. And one of our episodes with Lauren DeVera, she talks about how she got this grant, which really helped her, you know, move her company forward. I want to say it was in like 2020 or 2021, like not good times for anybody, but she got this grant. And I was like, how did you get it? And she's like, I just did it. Like, you didn't need to take a course on grant writing. You didn't need to over prepare. You just have to do it sometimes. She was inspired. And instead of saying, oh, it could be a waste of time, or I could like mess this up, or I could not get it, she just did it. Take messy action. Just do it. Okay. So that's number four. Action amplifies the manifestation process. It creates momentum towards abundance. Katie, our founder, my business partner, she would always call it manifest action, because that's really what it is. Manifesting without action is laziness. Okay. I said it. The last thing you have to do, and I may have ordered these wrong. I might have put this out like three or four instead, but here we are. These can happen in almost any order, but you need to release your limiting beliefs. You need to have like a stop thought, a jump out of the doom loop. Okay. That means if you know that every time you are about to leave for the gym, your mind randomly thinks of something else you should be doing, or all of a sudden you're tired, you need to create some type of stop for yourself. Like, no excuses, I'm going, right? Get up, go. I think Mel Robbins talks about something where it's like you have like 3 or 5 seconds or something to change your mind or to like take action. It's like that. You need to have that quick shift. I was talking to a client the other day, and her and I have both been ruminating. Okay. Ruminating is the word of the week, but it's like where you think about something over and over and over again. And typically that thought pattern makes you feel like shit. So my therapist told me that I need to have like a stop thought, like something that gets me out of that ruminating. So instead of thinking about it, whenever I start thinking about it, I say, okay, Olivia, what does Olivia need right now? And then it's usually food or like a reality show or a nap, something like that, or a walk. But it's like, that's what I'm cutting myself off from the negative limiting beliefs by just interrupting it with this question that brings it back to myself. So if you're going to, you're like, set a goal to make $5,000 this month, you're wondering what to do, you kind of know you need to market something, or you know you need to hire someone for support, or you know you need to attend a coaching call or something like that. But instead, you doom scroll Instagram. God, doom is the theme of this one. Or you're like tinkering with your website, or you're like, maybe I'll change the name of this thing that doesn't matter and no one even knows what it's named anyway. So if you're kind of going into whatever your survival mechanism is there, you have to have something else. Like, it could be a question. I think a question for yourself is the most powerful here. Like, what does Olivia need? Or what does insert name of business need? Right? What is one creative thing that I can do today? How can I shift this? Or just replace it if it's always like that, you know, you have this sinking feeling of like, there's never enough money, I'm never going to sell this, or like judgment, or what do people think? Just replace it with the most delusionally optimistic thought you could possibly have around the situation. Okay, so you want to identify and release the limiting beliefs or negative money scripts, like negative money scripts in your brain, like how you think about money, like, oh, they can't afford it, or it's too expensive, or blah, blah, blah. There's an infinite amount of abundance in the world. There, like, go look at all the wealth in the world. Like, literally Google the richest people in the world and read their bios and look at their homes and remind yourself how much freaking money there is available. Okay. Whatever you need to do to get rid of the limiting beliefs, they're not helping you. They're not serving you. Maybe they're protecting your ego a little bit, but are they actually serving your higher self? No, I'm not saying be careless with money. I am not saying because that's also a limiting belief, right? Like money doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. No, I don't believe that. I believe that there's more than enough money for me to be well taken care of, well paid, well supported. Take some of those beliefs, okay? And you know that there's more than enough money in the world. Look around. Look around. And if you're looking around and you're not seeing it, then get out of your little, you know, vacuum that you're in. Sometimes when I first got into business, I would drive down the most expensive street and just tell myself I was going to live there. Now I don't want to live there because I've changed my, like, I don't want to live in, you know, a ritzy, annoying neighborhood. I want to live out in the country by myself. But like, I used to drive down that street and be like, that's the house I want. That's my future home. Right. And just getting in that energy of realizing how much richness there is available to you. If you are, you know, human and you are alive, it's like, why not just put yourself in the running for all the richness of the world? Right. And you have to believe that you are worthy of it. You have to believe it. And you can borrow that belief too. Find someone who is your age or looks like you or who has a similar experience to you, who, you know, maybe for me, I'm always looking at like single moms. I'm always looking for former teachers. I'm looking for, I don't know. I mean, women who didn't have supportive parents or women who didn't grow up with money. I'm looking for their stories of success. Like, I really appreciate, someone sent me Allie Webb's story the other day, how she like didn't pay herself for years. And then when they finally raised funding, she was able to get her first $1 million, like in her late 30s or what. I don't remember all the details, so I could be misquoting that. But like, I find people who are similar and I borrow belief from them. So if that resonates with you, go find your people. And it's not about being jealous of them or envious or wanting what they have. It's about you saying, if she can do it, I can do it. Okay. So this was kind of a lot, although I think I must have speed spoken. So the 5 fail-proof ways to manifest money. Number 1, practice gratitude. Number 2, visualize abundance. Number 3, set clear financial goals. Number 4, take action. And number 5, get rid of your limiting beliefs. Whatever it is that's stopping you from taking that action. And you'll notice when you go to take it too. Maybe that's why I put that as number 5. Because you don't notice the limiting beliefs sometimes until you go to do something and your brain talks you out of it. That's how you know. And those are the ones you can rewrite. You can put that stop thought in. End the doom loop, okay? But ultimately, incorporating these daily practices, I want you to think of these daily. Like, these are the 5 steps. Like, put them in your notes section. Put them in a, you know, little 15-minute calendar invite with yourself in the morning. Whatever you need to do. Like, when we have people that go through our 6-figure sales course, I think this is what I was trying to say earlier, and then I went off on a tangent, story of my life. But when we have people go through that, we make them commit to what we call 6-figure daily rituals. And some of these are built in there, but that is step 1. Like, you cannot sell your like 6+ figure, 7 figures or more without incorporating some or all of these at least like 80% of the time. No one's perfect. I'm not expecting you to like just never have a limiting belief or to take action every single day. I legit just told you I'm doing nothing later, but it's like, can you implement this stuff 80% of the time? I guarantee if you do, you're going to see at least an 80% return on investment of your time, money, and energy. Okay. Remember, you must stay open to receiving. And if it feels delusional because you don't see any external evidence, just remind yourself you'd rather feel good and delusionally excited about the future of your finances than be miserable in a doom loop. Okay. It just, who wants to feel like shit? No one. Okay. You have the power to put these practices in place and avoid some of that doom. All right. So it's March. It's all about money. Again, if you're listening to this at another time, it doesn't matter. It's about money today. You can implement these at any given time. Give yourself 30 days. Hold yourself to it. Hold yourself to these 5 steps in 30 days and report back and let me know what happened. Again, coach training, ICF accredited level 1 coach training is open for enrollment now. There's not that much time left. You need to do this. It's not that big of an investment if you trust yourself to make it back, okay? The link is in the show notes if you want to book a call. And if that doesn't feel like the right fit, our amazing admissions team will walk you through any and every course that might align with your actual goals. If you want to get into our members only community, it's very inexpensive. As if I can remember, but you get 50% off your first month. So come on in, get on the calls, change your life, change your financial status, and then you won't have to worry about, you know, feeling or being, I hate to say broke, but you know what I mean? We're going to leave that kind of energy in the past. So have an amazing month. It's spring. We are manifesting something new, welcoming the fire of Aries season soon, and making a lot of freaking money. Okay, I'll talk to you guys next week.